WGD. Is anyone listening?
W5 call, this is N0TR.
Are you sure about that?
KN4 VWH.
Give me a minute, Steve. I'll have to ponder that. I'm getting old. Oh, there was a gentleman called for a signal report, I assume, from Whiskey 5 call. And I was just getting ready to go outside, but I was hooking up my TINS unit and changing over to shorts instead of jeans.
Did you clear that with Bernice? I mean, we can't have all the neighborhood women running over there looking at your gams.
She put the shocking pads on my back. I gotta be careful where she puts those things, you know. I got a lot of pain this morning, so I'm gonna try the TINS unit.
Sounds like you have experience with it, how to place it.
But if you reach back here and turn that volume control up instead of down, it'll wake you right up. It's about like getting a charge off of a defibrillator. Exactly. It bites. Or if one of those pads get loose when you bend over or something, it'll send you into another orbit. But at any rate, I'm not complaining. It just helps to make things easier. I just come in from watering the lawn out front. I gotta go set up the sprinklers in the back and water that eventually. But first, I'm gonna go check on the girls.
You got Sue into the giggles with that comment about the TINS unit.
And I don't like high voltage. I went to a computer class one time. It was kind of a refresher thing at the high school, and it was for adults, and we had two of these lady of the night type women behind me, and they chose to chew gum and pop it all during the class. And every time they'd pop that, I'd jump, because I worked with 480 volts three phase and higher all of my life. I don't like that.
I gotta tell you, bud, if you just haven't lived until you've been hit with 120 kV at 300 mA. Trouble.
I would say I was too quick on the trigger. I'm sorry. I think I was rusty. I would say that you won't do that very many times, or you'll be seeing stars like Bugs Bunny. Go ahead, Steve. Now I think Rusty come back in.
You'll see stars the first time, and it will flat knock you down. That's 125 kV at 300 mA DC. And, buddy, it will. Yeah, you don't do it, but about once or twice, you learn hard way.
I have lost y'all again.
No, you're there, Rusty, but you got scratchy, bud. You must be up on I-26. Go ahead.
At the upward road exit up here at the edge of Hendersonville, where I'm meeting a couple of folks, and then I've got to go to a couple of other meetings. So, anyway, just thought I'd holler at you and say hello to Steve there. I hadn't talked to him in a day or two, so I thought you finally came back enough where I could hear you guys. Go ahead, Steve.
Yep. You're fading just a little bit now. Up there around Upward Road, there's a couple of spots where there's shadows, but you're getting out.
He's sitting right up here at the Cracker Barrel at exit 53, so I'll let you guys keep with it. I've got to wait on some people. Talk to you later. W2D.
Travel safe. Be healthy, Rusty. Talk to you later. Tom, I'm pulling up to the window at Del Banco, so I'm going to drop out on you, too, before I get real bad scratchy. 73s, I just want to say hey. 10-4 VWA, clear. Oh, and watch those pads, brother.
Yeah. Beach depends, I'll tell you. All right, Steve. Yeah, I worked on a dryer on a Kamori crest, 350 feet long, that did about 8,000 Breyers ice cream boxes an hour. And it had 250,000 volts on it, and I give it plenty of room. See you later. This is N0GR73.